Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Things are simply not affordable, and paychecks aren't going as far as they used to, especially as Americans and Wisconsinites are being forced to foot the bill for the president's reckless tariff tax and trade wars. Folks, of the $200 billion, that's billion with a B, in tariff revenue that was generated by the president's trade wars last year, Americans paid for 96% of it. 96%. You heard that right. Americans paid nearly $200 billion last year thanks to the president's tariff taxes. So here in Wisconsin, we're getting to work. A top priority for us in 2026 must be to address rising costs, from providing property tax cuts and investing in our kids and schools to eliminating the sales tax on everyday household items like diapers, medications, and toothpaste. There's a lot we can do to lower costs in Wisconsin. I want the legislature to join me in providing over $1 billion in property tax relief for the average Wisconsin homeowner. Under my plan, we can make sure the average homeowner will not see a property tax increase, period. We also know that many Wisconsinites this year will see the cost of their health care coverage go up by thousands of dollars because Republicans in Congress have failed to extend tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. So I'm asking the legislature to join me in cracking down on price gouging and health insurers to lower health care costs for Wisconsin families. My plan would cap a copay for insulin at $35, create new standards to expand the health care services that insurance companies are required to cover, and help Wisconsinites fight denied claims. Today, we can give Wisconsin families a little more breathing room in their household budgets. And I hope the legislature will join me in getting this done. Thank you.